This is Crime Stoppers on Talk 107.3 FM.
I think I'll go catch me a bed.
A weekly look at fighting crime, stopping crime, and crime prevention.
Do you really want to get him? What are you prepared to do?
Everything within the law.
As always, if you have information you think could help solve a crime, call Crime Stoppers at 344-STOP.
All it takes is a phone and an open mind. No one will know.
My eyes only, pal.
It's Crime Stoppers on Talk 107.3 FM.
Yes, it is time for Crime Stoppers, and yes, we're welcoming in Lieutenant Don Coppola. Don, what's happening,
hey,
man?
Hey, good morning, Brian. Welcome. I'm glad to be back.
Thank you. I mean, you took off last week. I know. I did.
I was out and about, but
Johnny kills it every time.
It's great to be back.
We got some folks we're looking for today. Before that, though, can I get you before the ones you've got in front of you, I want to direct folks to the Capital Region Crime Stoppers Facebook page real quick, because there are a number of photos of suspects that are up right now where their very first post, investigators are seeking the identity of the individual in the jeans and the individual in the shorts. Oh, this person has been identified.
The individual in the shorts, this is Zachary Police Department. The investigators believe these two individuals went into a Home Depot, helped themselves to merchandise, and just walked out without trying to make payment.
This is a growing problem nationwide.
It's becoming its own industry, Don.
You just go in there, complete blatant disregard for personal safety inside the store, complete blatant disregard for the law overall. And I mean, we're seeing, you know, on the news, smash and grabs all over the place.
And this, again, this is Zachary, but if you remember, a few weeks ago, we mentioned Gonzales, Tanger Outlet. There's some stores in there, the Nike store, and there was a couple of individuals. And the photographs, I mean, the boxes stacked higher than their head. They're having to look around the boxes to see where they're going to exit the store. Those two individuals were identified through a Crime Stoppers tip. They are in the Lafayette area.
Oh.
Okay, so they came from the Lafayette area to Gonzales to commit this crime. But back to the Facebook page, the individual on the left with the shorts has been identified. Zachary, police are looking still to identify the individual in the jeans. So pictures are great. So we're just, you know.
I mean, the pictures are crystal clear.
They are.
Of this dude. I mean, even down to the tattoo down the right arm, the left arm.
And technology is so great and just getting better. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you would think that individuals like this would maybe think twice before doing something like this, because it's your image is going to be captured.
Right. And that's the part that I'm not really, not a whole lot of criminals with a lot of long-term planning going on, you know?
Right.
That's kind of where we're at with this. It's just there's no look to the future of what's the end game here, and because it's so brazen, because it's so obvious. But there, it's on the Capital Region Crime Stoppers Facebook page, one of the many outlets where you could find out when and where you can help in helping solve unsolved crimes.
Absolutely. And moving down, Livingston Sheriff's Office is investigating a shooting in the area of Juman Road and Brown Road. That was yesterday afternoon. So anybody with information on that, again, contact Crime Stoppers, 344-7867, the P3 app, the website. And then West Baton Rouge is looking for a couple individuals. Great picture. There's a trailer with some rebar. They're looking to get those two identified.
I saw that one.
So
the trailer full of rebar.
How do you miss that?
I don't know. I don't know. You get the two individuals just eyeing it up in the picture. Now, that doesn't guarantee that they're the ones that stole the trailer full of rebar based off the picture, but it is a good lead.
It's a good lead.
It is a good lead, and that's it's kind of what we talk about every week, is having a piece of the puzzle.
Yes, yeah. Anybody seeing a trailer full of rebar? go back to the Crime Stoppers Facebook page and see if these individuals are the same in the vehicle as they are on this page.
We get to it all at rebar, Don. Like, it just, I don't know.
It's a lot of rebar.
The things that people steal. All right, who are we looking for today?
So we're going to start off in Ascension Parish. A few weeks ago, the gun shop incident.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So Ascension has done a great job with that. Their investigators, with the assistance of Crime Stoppers, were able to make some arrests.
Mm-hmm.
So they are still looking for an individual, Caleb Walker, 18 years old, wanted on simple burglary, theft of firearm, and simple criminal damage to property in connection with this incident at the gun shop in Ascension.
Caleb, 18 years old.
18 years old.
Damn, man. All right. 18 years old, robbing a gun shop.
So his picture will be up,
mm-hmm.
but somebody has information on this.
Well, and we talk all the time about making sure your firearms are protected safely at home, locked up, gun locks, gun safes, to be sure. This is next level, and this is a gun that I like. What Caleb allegedly stole, I mean, it is now officially dangerous because it's out on the street.
It's out on the street. But going back, the investigators over in Ascension Parish have done a great job and have actually recovered some of these firearms taken. There's some still out, but we know somebody has that information, and we want them to call. Caleb may not be in the Baton Rouge Ascension or even the Capital Region Crime Stoppers area, but it doesn't matter.
Right.
If he's in Lafayette, if he's in New Orleans, pick up the phone, call, and we want that information.
344-STOP is the phone number. Who else we got?
East Baton Rouge Sheriff's Office is looking for a Scott Cole. Scott Cole, 45 years old. Investigators believe that he had gone to a residence where a female acquaintance was at, along with another male individual. It's believed he had some history with this acquaintance. Just starts causing a scene, causing a ruckus. Engages in a fight with the other male that's there,
mm-hmm.
Continuously punching him, pushes the female down. So it's Scott Cole, warning on simple battery, violations of protective order, child endangerment, and interfering with emergency communication. As the female picked up the phone to call 911, he tries to intercept that. So that's how that charge comes down.
Gotcha. Lieutenant Don Coppola is our guest for Crime Stoppers, as he is every week. You know, stories like this, Don, I don't understand the mindset. I don't get the mindset. They always end poorly. And the motivation to go out of your way, to go over to another location, to go ahead and pick this fight, how many times do you have to see the scenario play out and have the scenario play out poorly before it sinks in that, like, maybe this is a bad idea?
Exactly. And, you know, we talked over and over again, I mean, regarding domestic violence. And you talk about the verbal aspect. Well, now this is a different level because this is physical.
Right.
And as you heard, child endangerment. So a child was there or somehow involved in this. And you see this time and time again. Well, what are you doing to that child? Even if it's not your child, that child sees that.
Absolutely.
What message are you bringing to that child? Is this okay to do it? No, this is not okay.
Right.
So,
But as we see domestic violence escalate, and the escalation of that violence, it's a good way to get yourself shot.
It really is. And you hate for it to come to measures like that, but it's domestic violence is serious. And needs to be taken serious. So
we got 2 minutes. Do we have another one we can squeeze in?
Yeah, we can squeeze in. Jordan Albert. Jordan Albert, wanted by the East Baton Rouge Sheriff's Office, 31 years of age, on violations of protection orders, domestic abuse battery, and child endangerment.
There you go.
So here we go again. This is an incident. Investigators believe that Jordan actually made entry into a residence where a female acquaintance was. She was actually awakened by him standing over her. He then started striking her with a closed fist in her face while her child was in the bed, a small child in the bed. So
wait, this one was recent, wasn't it?
This wasn't too long ago.
Yeah, I think I remember reporting on this incident. Like, she woke up and like instantly kicked him, and then he starts beating on her.
There's a child.
I mean, talk about a nightmare scenario, literally and figuratively, nightmare scenario where you wake up from a dead sleep.
Is this really happening to me?
Right.
Yes.
Oh my goodness gracious! What was his name again? Jordan what?
Jordan Albert.
Jordan Albert is being sought right now. 344-STOP is the phone number. 344-STOP. Of course, the Capital Region Crime Stoppers Facebook page. CrimeStoppersBR.com website. And we try to remind you as often as we can. If you've got the P3 app.
It's better to have it and not need it.
Than not have it. Absolutely. Exactly. Yep. I've got the P3 app. I have not had the need for it yet. But it's
just
there.
Just in case you have it.
Absolutely. He is Lieutenant Don Coppola. We always appreciate the time, man.
Thank you, sir.